Tom, good morning.
Good morning to you, Tony.
So, the governor's going to China.
Yeah, he sure is. He's going not only to China, but Japan and Korea, looking for ways to make sure that Asia's rise doesn't come at Michigan's demise, looking for ways to create jobs and bring investment back to Michigan.
Why is this important for Michigan?
Well, I think it's absolutely critical. I think what we saw over the last 10 years is two phenomena that hit Michigan like a tsunami. One is technology, and technology changes. We're in a small world where jobs and ideas can and do move around the world effortlessly. And the second is the issue of globalization. When I was growing up, we weren't competing against China and Russia and Brazil and India. Today, there's 4 billion more people that are out there looking for their slice of the equivalent of the American dream. So there's a tremendous amount of wealth in China, and they're looking for places to invest it. And I can think of no better place than putting Michiganians back to work.
Is there a market? Do the Chinese want goods and services not only from America but from here in Michigan?
Yeah, they do. You know, I've been traveling to China now almost for a quarter of a century, and it's amazing at the crossroads. It's kind of like, you know, the end of the line for the old Silk Route. You'll see goods from New Zealand and Australia and Japan and America. There's a high brand focus in China. You know, some of the top brands in the world, and certainly the top brands from the United States are hot items. And we have so much here in Michigan, you know, one that we tend to forget about, but maybe the second largest part of our economy is our agriculture. And the Chinese are looking for good, wholesome food. So that's an area. Tourism, it's one of the fastest growing markets, outbound tourist attraction from China to other parts of the world. That's a tremendous. And we have so much here. I mean, our clean air, our clean water, our golf course, our casinos, just the woods, the streams, everything that we have here in Michigan really can become a magnet if marketed well. And that's why I think it's so important that Governor Snyder is starting off early in his administration to tap into the fastest growing large economy in the world to make sure that we get a piece of that action right here in the Midden State.
Well, speaking of exports, I'll never forget I was at a Detroit Tiger game. It was the 4th of July. I think it might have been last year, if not the year before, Tom, and they had a bobblehead day. It was a Charlie Brown bobblehead day, and he had Tigers gear on. And
yeah.
Okay, so you can't get any more Americana than baseball and Charlie Brown. Well,
yeah.
those bobbleheads were made in China.
Yeah, well, most of the things are. I mean, I think very few of us, if we were forced to take off everything that was made in China right at this moment, maybe embarrassing ourselves how we'd be sitting. But there's ways, again, not just to let that China wave is coming. It's here. But what we can do is either we can do nothing and get swamped by the China wave, or do what the governor is doing, is looking ways, whether it's China, Japan, and find ways to ride that wave so that we can take advantage of that growth, that investment, that opportunity to sell our goods and services. But the other good thing the governor is doing here is what he calls economic gardening, and that's making sure that the businesses that are already here are taking care of and helping them expand. So I think when you put the two of these economic strategies together, hopefully it'll bode well for Michigan's economy and, most importantly, the thousands and thousands of our friends and family that quite honestly are without work today.
Well, Tom, I mentioned the import-export story because you recently forwarded a story to me by Malcolm Moore, who wrote, and I quote, this is the first paragraph of a story, "It's perhaps fitting a tribute to a racial cooperation. However, the decision to outsource China the carving of the new national memorial to Martin Luther King has raised many eyebrows in the United States. It almost seems embarrassing."
Well, I got to tell you, Tony, I have a lifelong interest in China, and I've spent almost a quarter of a century traveling back and forth trying to find ways to build economic, educational, tourist, cultural bridges. But I got to admit, that one surprised me. I mean, the building, the sculpting of the Martin Luther King Memorial, which is just such tribute there on the National Mall with the Lincoln Memorial and the Washington Monument and the Vietnam Memorial and FDR and everything else sculpted by a Chinese artist. But it also says a lot about our country, that we truly are open and our shores are available to all. We just have to make sure that there is free and fair trade, and we continue to find ways to tap into that China, the Japanese, the Korean, the Indian markets, so that our people can benefit by this global trade that's going on as well.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
It's always good to be with you, Tony.